With just 2 weeks of campaigning left in this election campaign, Labor is still on track, according to today's polls, to oust the coalition. Bill Shorten used Labor's formal campaign launch yesterday to outline what he says is the compelling case for change. New policies were announced, another $700 million for hospitals and mental health, and a promised crackdown on multinational tax avoidance, plus a new tax deduction for small businesses that give long-term unemployed people a job. Bill Shorten insists that the choice for voters on the 18th of May is a stark one.
If you want better hospitals and schools, not more cuts, vote Labor. If you want unity and stability, not three more years of chaos, vote Labor. And if you want to tackle the cost of living and get wages moving, vote Labor. If you want real action on climate change, not more chaos and denial, vote Labor.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten at the Labor campaign launch yesterday. Matthias Cormann is the finance minister. He joins us from Brisbane. Matthias Cormann, welcome back to Breakfast.
No, good morning.
Can we just first go to today's polls? Labor's still ahead in Ipsos and News Poll with less than a fortnight to go now. Has the coalition run out of steam? Can you win this election? Will you win this election?
Well, you know, we will continue to do what we've been doing, and that is engage with people right around Australia, working to earn their trust and their confidence and their voting support and convince a majority of Australians and a majority of seats to vote for us at this election. I mean, it's a very important choice at this election. You know, we've been building a stronger economy and making sure that all of the essential services Australians rely on can be sustainably funded, whereas, of course, Bill Shorten and the Labor Party are proposing a high-taxing agenda which would weaken the economy, put jobs at risk and leave families worse off. So, I mean, what we are saying to the Australian people is that this is not the time to change direction. This is not the time to go back to Labor's discredited way of the past, which, when they were last in government, delivered a weakening economy, rising unemployment and a rapidly deteriorating budget position. So, you know, there's still 2 weeks to go, and, you know, we are the underdogs. We understand that, but we will continue to engage with Australians to ensure that, you know, they fully appreciate the important choice in front of them.
Bill Shorten used his campaign launch to articulate the case for change. His message was the opposite of yours. You say this is not the time to change. He said this is the time to change. For Labor, it comes down to a fair go for all, more money for health, education, childcare, dental care, action on climate change, tax cut for employers who hire older workers. In contrast, the coalition's re-election agenda looks a little threadbare. I mean, your tax cuts, where's your vision? What's your vision for this country?
Well, firstly, I mean, we are providing significant boosts in funding to hospitals, to schools, to provide...
Labor's promising more.
Well, you know what? The way to boost funding for hospitals and for schools and the like is on the back of a stronger economy. And Labor's plan of $387 billion in higher taxes will harm the economy, will cost jobs, will leave families worse off. Now, I mean, you mentioned tax cuts for small businesses hiring older workers. I mean, that is a complete hoax. Firstly, it's a re-announcement in a smaller version of what he announced at the last election. And secondly, it presents about 2% of the higher tax burden he's imposing on family and small business. So if you look at the fine print of Labor's policies, I mean, they're increasing the tax burden on family and small business by $7.4 billion over the forward estimates, $27 billion over the next decade. And over the period that they're increasing taxes on small business by $7.4 billion, he's proposing to give them back $141 million, which is less than 2%. I mean, it's a complete hoax. The increased tax burden will harm the economy, will weaken the economy, and that's bad for business. The way that business can hire more Australians, younger and older Australians, is by making sure they have a better opportunity to be successful into the future. A weaker economy under Bill Shorten will make it harder for business to be successful, will make it harder for business to hire Australians. And indeed, I mean, we already have wage subsidies for businesses to encourage them to hire older Australians and younger Australians. That is already in place under our program.
I'm just going to read you a text I've got here from Anne. Fran, so tired of the endless focus on economics, economics, economics. Why not on policy, on vision? The actual money involved between the two is not very different. It's what they're doing with it that will shape our nation. I'm fed up with the obsession with dollars. Again, where's your vision? Which direction you're going to take this country in?
Well, a strong economy is central to everything. I mean, we want to ensure that Australians today and into the future have the best possible opportunity.
But you're giving a huge chunk of it back in tax cuts.
Well, in order to ensure that the economy can continue to be strong into the future, in order to ensure that families around Australia can continue to get ahead on the back of a good job, better jobs, building a career in Australia, and indeed making sure that government continues to receive the necessary funding on the back of a stronger economy to pay more for our schools, for our hospitals, to ensure that patients across Australia can have affordable access to medicines through the PBS, to make sure that, you know, obviously the services through the NDIS and welfare support generally is sustainably funded. I mean, in order to ensure that all of these things can continue to happen in a way that is affordable to our country, we need to ensure that the economy remains strong. And this is the worst possible time to put the economy at risk. I mean, we are facing global economic headwinds. There are downside risks that are faced by our economy. And this is the worst possible time to increase the tax burden in our economy with another $387 billion in higher taxes.
Isn't the danger for you that the more you argue don't change, the more you say, you know, we need more of the same, isn't that a reminder to voters of all the leadership dysfunction and the policy paralysis over issues like climate change?
Well, not at all. I mean, what I would point to you is that when we came into government in 2013, the Rudd-Gillard-Rudd governments left behind a weakening economy, rising unemployment and a rapidly deteriorating budget position. They even had to stop listing medicines that had been recommended by the Independent Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Council.
Labour is going to promise a bigger surplus than yours at the end of this week when it releases
Labour is promising higher taxes, $387 billion in higher taxes, which would weaken the economy. I mean, Labour has not delivered a surplus since 1989. Wayne Swan delivered four surpluses in a row.
But they're going to promise one just like you promised one this time.
They delivered $240 billion worth of deficits when they last were in government. I mean, yeah. Look, Labour cannot be believed. Labour can't manage money, which is why they're always going after the money of hardworking Australians. I mean, anyone across Australia who puts in an effort, who has worked hard to save for their retirement, or you name it, will be targeted by Labor with higher taxes. Higher taxes on retirees, on housing, on income, on investment, on family business, on electricity, on cars, you name it. If it moves, Labor will hit it with a higher tax, which will be bad for the economy, bad for jobs, and bad for families around Australia.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 13 past 8. Our guest is the Finance Minister Matthias Cormann, talking about the back of the strong economy. Markets are pricing in a big chance of a rate cut this week when the Reserve Bank Board meets tomorrow. That would be because growth is slowing, inflation is weak. What does that reveal about your record of economic management?
Well, I mean, as I've already indicated during this interview, we are facing downside risks in the economy. We are facing global economic headwinds. And this is an important reason why Labor's agenda of $387 billion in higher taxes, increasing the tax burden on the economy.
Yeah, but you're saying you've got the opposition. You've got the economy roaring. You've lifted employment. Unemployment's down. These figures, and if there is a rate cap tomorrow, doesn't that really trigger that under your management, growth is slowing?
Look at the facts.
That is a fact.
We inherited a rising unemployment rate, which was going well past 6%. The unemployment rate is down to 5%. And I mean, indeed, employment growth has been very strong during our period in government.
Labor and wages growth has been very weak.
When we promised the creation of about 1 million new jobs over the first 5 years in government, Labor sneered at us. They said it couldn't be done. Well, we delivered on that commitment early, and indeed 1.3 million new jobs have been created since we were elected to government. Now, the truth is that we are facing global economic headwinds. We are facing downside risks in the economy, and that is a very important reason why why higher taxes, $387 billion in higher taxes, which would weaken our economy, is the wrong way to go.
Do you expect the Reserve Bank Board to raise rates tomorrow? Or would you expect them to stay out of the political fray?
I'm not going to give the Reserve Bank any public advice. The Reserve Bank does its job independently, which is a very important feature of our system, and they will make the assessment on the economic information and other relevant data in front of them, and they'll make a judgment, and that is entirely a matter for them.
All right. Today's published polls, with the primary vote where it is, underscores the importance of preferences. You wouldn't really have much of a chance of winning without Clive Palmer's preferences or Pauline Hanson's preferences. conferences for the Nats. Bill Shorten says the coalition, if elected, could bring back its business tax cuts, its big business tax cuts, as part of a deal with Clive Palmer's United Australia Party. He said, to quote him, "No one gets something for nothing from Clive Palmer." Have you done a deal on the corporate tax cuts?
Well, absolutely not, and we've made that absolutely clear. I mean, Bill Shorten is getting desperate. I mean, Bill Shorten is in a cozy arrangement with the Greens. The Greens want to walk away from the US alliance. They want to bring back death taxes. They want to abolish private health insurance. They want
and to Labor's make the ruled, use well, ruled out well, those
well, well, and we have ruled out what you've just alleged on his behalf. So, I mean, if by Bill Shorten's argument, if Bill Shorten is running that argument, then he needs to tell us whether he's proposing to walk away from the US alliance.
No, which I'm just asking you, have you done any deal on the corporate tax cuts? Is there any plan to bring back corporate tax cuts?
I've already answered that question. The answer is no. I mean, it's a complete invention by a desperate Bill Shorten. It's completely wrong.
Well, there's you're no the ones that ran an ad saying Labor was promising death taxes. That was an invention too.
Well, hang on. There's Labor. The ICTU is pushing for death taxes, and obviously the ICTU is,
Minister,
a very significant shareholder of the Labor
Party. Minister, you know that the Labor Party is not promising
movement.
To bring back death taxes, but you did run an ad saying they were.
Well, we don't believe it's clear at all that they're not bringing back death taxes. There's Labor members on the record saying that that's what should happen, and there's the ICTU is pushing for it. The Greens, who are their coalition partners, are absolutely adamant that they want to bring back death taxes. I mean, Bill Shorten hasn't made that clear at all.
Matthias Cormann, thank you very much for joining us.
Always good to talk to you.
Matthias Cormann is the Finance Minister and Leader of the Government in the Senate. Don't forget, you can find all our political interviews on our website at the ABC Listen app, and you can follow all the election coverage across the ABC on abc.net.au/AustraliaVotes. You're listening to RM Breakfast at 17 past 8.